from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes.
I hate being a fan of this team.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Are you guys ready to say publicly whether or not Caleb and your starters are going to go?
We're going to do it Tuesday.
It's football, mister.
We should hear from Flusy tomorrow on whether or not Caleb plays. It's an interesting choice. I think there is some sense to play him, but you're not just playing Caleb. You're also ideally playing the starting offensive line, and maybe you don't want to do that. Although you could say,
you don't have a starting offensive line right now because Nate Davis is out already.
Well, that's why I keep asking all of our Bears people if he's available, because sometimes he's not.
Right.
So if that's the case, then the answer is probably no, right? That you don't want to play him?
You know me. I'm always going to err on the side of no for something like this, because it doesn't really matter. This is a hurry up and wait situation. This is a classic mental hurry up and wait. Yeah, football. Yes, Bears football. Yes. Oh, it's Bears. It's not really Bears football.
Yeah, it's all part of the calendar and the way the calendar goes, where like the Hall of Fame game starts and you're like, well, that's real football, right? No. Then Hard Knocks comes back and it's like, well, that's real football, right? Yes, but no.
No, that's different though. Hard Knocks exists in a different kind of,
but it's all part place of the calendar of football is back.
But my heart says Bears, football's back, and I get to watch people dressed as the Chicago Bears running into people who aren't dressed as the Chicago Bears, and I want to watch that.
And for a little bit.
And then I'll lose interest.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to watch it for a little bit.
And then I'm going to think, okay, well, this kind of sucks. And I'll probably get on with things. But I can't lie about the fact that it's been a long time since I've been this interested in meaningless football.
Right. And maybe the things that went poorly in practice on Saturday will be cleaned up today. I don't like where it's trending. I can tell you that much. But it's only 2 practices. So maybe today it'll be nice and clean, and they'll go, you know what, we're good. We don't need to dress any of the starters. We don't need to play Caleb. Maybe he's in uniform, but just to get used to this is how we do things on game day sort of stuff. It's a really fun venue. They've done a lot with it.
How many does it seat?
I can't remember, but they added, I want to say they added 15,000 seats to that place, because it was like a glorified high school field. And it's, I don't know if they still do a lot of high school games there, because I think it is whatever high, I should ask Shake, because I think that's, she would play, her team would play, Youngstown would play Canton all the time. And so she would go there as a kid. But they used to have the 3 different lines. Like, you'd have the high school splits, the college ones.
Oh, like one of the weird West Coast basketball courts with the volleyball lines on it?
Yeah. I always think it's fun. Like, the power lines right by the stadium are goalposts.
Aw.
Yeah, Canton's a fun little place to go. And it was funny because I was actually texting Herb Howard because he's going to be at the game. And I said, make time for the museum. I know that you're there to cover the game, But it's important to make time. And if you're a Bears fan, that's you're going down for the induction.
I was going to say, the truth is, this is much more about Mongo and Hester and Julius Peppers than it is about this current Bears team.
Sure.
And that's fine.
Yeah, because it's an extra game, so it's an extra headache for the Bears themselves, like even logistically. There won't be many people from the Bears party that stay for Saturday, which is also a really fun event. But if you're going, please make time. And if you're going down there, I always like to tell people, especially from Chicago and especially Score fans, Doug Buffone is not a Hall of Fame football player, but his picture is prominently featured in the Hall of Fame. So go and try and find it and then get back to me when you see it.
Yeah, take a picture and text it.
Well, don't text it to me.
I mean, as you know what I mean, like tweet it.
Yeah, tweet it at me when you see it.
So I also had, we had to do an intervention this weekend. You know, we're a couple weeks away from taking the boy off to college. And both his mother and I had to say, hey, you know, when you get to college, you have to stop just saying Bears all the time because people are going to think you're a total weirdo. Like, I know I'm doing it here. I won't do it at school. Like, seriously, like you got to promise us that you're not going to be out at a party or in the middle of class and saying Bears.
A party is actually the perfect place for him to do that.
But he's doing like in random times for no reason at all. He's just saying Bears, Bears. And it's becoming like a tic, just like Grody does it. And I seriously, dude, you have to understand how often you're saying that. You can't say it like that around people who aren't us.
All he has to do is explain the bit, and then it'll be fine.
No, you
to his friends. Just explain, oh, this is a thing that we do because it's funny. And then they'll be like, and if they're good friends, they'll be like, oh, okay, cool, go for it.
They'll start saying
that. He's not going to have any friends if he just walks around and goes, Bears.
He'll have
He's going to be the weird kid from Chicago. So you don't want that.
Feel like you're projecting some stuff that happened to you in North Carolina.
Because I did wear it for when the this is a true story, that when the Bears played the Giants, this was the Dennis McKinnon 84-yard punt return, the Monday Night Football to start the season in 86. Remember that game? And it was all Giants fans there. Oh my God, was I a pain in the ass. I was a pain in the ass. And
you?
And this I did never live down. I had a notebook with me.
You're the worst. Capacity, by the way, at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium is 23,000.
Okay.
So you can,
it's about right.
Yeah, you have a good time there.
Perfect.
We need to take a break. When we come back, let's get into some big picture items. The Cubs made trades. Might they make some more before the deadline? We'll discuss next here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.